What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Well, I've been thinking about this Ohtani feat last night. It would take a lock to knock the Steelers off the top of the show, but I honestly feel like we're in the midst of one of the great athlete runs of all time. This guy is in a class with the very, very few in history. This is Tiger Woods in his prime. It's Michael Jordan in his prime. It's phenomenal stuff from Ohtani. And he's not even pitching at the moment. 6 for 6, 10 RBIs, 3 home runs, and on the same night becomes the first 50-50 guy in the history of the league. People texting in and rightfully about Mario's 5 goals, 5 different ways. I guess I can't even articulate why I put one above the other. Other than to say when you put it in front of me and I look at both, I look at 5 goals in 5 ways and I'm speechless and I say, I can't believe that happened. But when I see last night's stats, it's a little bit more of a visceral reaction. That's the only thing. But I can certainly understand if you put the first one above what Ohtani did last night. Leading to all kinds of questions for us at the top of the show. The greatest individual performance you've ever seen. Is Ohtani the greatest athlete in the world right now? And also this, my limitless friend, the ball from the 50th home run, the guy just left the stadium with it.
Gone, and they tried to negotiate with him.
They did?
They tried to negotiate with the guy, and the guy wanted to keep the ball.
Well, here's what I would do. I would give them my number and say, call me. I'm going to go out and find out what this ball, you know what? Can you text the general?
Yes.
Can you text the general while we're speaking and ask him what this ball would be worth now and worth, you know, in 10 and 20 years? I would say, call me, because I'm going to go find out what this ball will be worth at the height of its worth. And then I'm going to ask you for that plus $100,000. That's what I would do.
Plus $100,000.
Yeah, plus $100,000.
Maybe Ipe can foot the bill to get the baseball back.
Who's, you know? Ipe?
Ipe, the old translator for Ohtani.
Oh yeah, maybe he could gamble on
Ipe.
Maybe he could gamble on getting that ball for about $2 million, right?
You put some bets on the line.
What would you do with the ball?
I would give it back to Ohtani. I would try to get some money out of it. But what I would in reality want to do is I want to get a picture with him. I want to get the jersey off his back from that game and have him sign it. I want to sign bat and I want to sign ball. And if it was a Dodger home game, I want to try to get season tickets for a year. That's what I would do.
Wow. It wasn't a home game, but I'd still look for the season.
I feel like that could happen.
Imagine being in Miami for that game last night.
Yeah, all 25 of them there.
Those people will never forget that. They gave him a standing ovation. And a shout out to Skip Schumacher, the Marlins manager. Because people are asking, would you walk him? Was it a 12-7 game? Something like
that. Well, he hit the 51st home run off a position player in the 9th.
He did, but before that in the game, they showed Schumacher in the dugout, and he said something like, I don't give a blank about that. I have too much respect for this guy to walk him. I respect that. I really do. Because he helped make a historic night happen by not walking a guy. And I hate that at any level of baseball or softball. Can't stand it. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it in a certain situation, but there was no reason to last night.
And if you're the Marlins, why would you walk them? Like, you're not going anywhere. Your season's way over. Why not? You're on the wrong side of history. Why not just be a part of history at that point? Does that make any sense? Like, Ohtani clinched the 50-50 in our city. Sure, it was against us. That sucks, but whatever.
See what the general says about that. And let's go to the phones.
As I wait on the general, let's begin with Bob in Wexford.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Joe.
Bob. Go ahead.
Hey, one I thought of while I was on hold was Secretariat at the Belmont Stakes.
You were there?
No. I just thought of that as a great performance. But here's one I was at.
Let me ask you a question, Bob, before you go on here.
No. No. You can't do that.
Not that. Is a horse an athlete? I don't know, Bob. To me, the first sort of prerequisite to being an athlete is to know that you're competing. And I don't think the horse does. And if you tell me a horse is an athlete, I could put two ants on this little counter before me and put a piece of apple, you know, a foot away. And the faster the one ant gets to the apple, is he now an athlete?
Okay, forget about that. Here's what I really called for. And Joe, I guarantee this is going to bring back a nice memory for you.
Okay.
Mid-70s, I forget the exact year.
Mm-hmm.
Three Rivers Stadium, and I was there. The Steel Curtain is at its absolute peak.
Yes.
Green, Greenwood, Lambert, Ham, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bills come to town, and O.J. Simpson rushes for 200 yards.
And goes 94 yards up the right sideline, and Chuck Knoll said it was the only time Jack Ham ever missed a tackle. Yes, I'm very familiar with the play.
So you do remember that.
Yes.
Off the top of my head, that was the greatest performance I ever witnessed personally.
What a pick!
Considering the competition.
Yes, considering the competition and that everybody knew he was going to get the ball because they had Joe Ferguson at quarterback and couldn't throw. But back to the original question, sir. Is a horse an athlete in your humble opinion?
No.
Thank you. Next.
Sam is in Allison Park. Hello, Sam.
Sam, how are you? Sam, I'll start you out with a question. Is an ant an athlete?
Maybe in its own world.
The ant world, the ant community, in the ant farm. Oh, the best ant in the ant farm right here. What a great athlete.
Do you think ants have, like, human emotions, like jealousy and things like that? Like, if one ant is getting a lot of attention, they don't like it?
Dogs do. Cats do. Why would ants not? Do you think birds do? Do birds have those type of emotions?
I think so, yeah.
When they chirp louder and louder and louder, are they mad at each other? What about deer? Do deer make sounds? I've heard a deer make a sound in my yard before, like yelling at each other. That was kind of weird.
Do you think there are great athletes among ants? That there's a hierarchy in the ant community, Sam, where some are regarded higher than others?
Yes.
So do I. Go ahead with your question.
It's not much of a question. I just think this whole thing raises a big thing with me. I'm a huge sports fan and played and coached and just my whole life. And, you know, what are we doing here? So this raises the point of, and I always say this to people, you know, when it's time to play defense, Sidney Crosby doesn't leave the ice. When it's time to play defense, LeBron James doesn't leave the court. Football and baseball have gotten so specialized. In football, the plays literally take like 2 seconds. Be a freaking athlete and play both ways like everyone does in high school and many do in college.
Oh, you just reminded me.
Specialized.
Yeah.
And this brings up the thing with pitching and baseball. What are we doing? Like, you guys had the coach for Paul Skeens on, and he said if Paul Skeens was playing catcher right now, he would be the best hitting catcher in baseball. So why isn't he allowed to?
That's what you just reminded me
100%
of.
100% agree.
Which is yet another tentacle to this story. Skeens should hit. I'm dead serious about that. Why can't somebody else be an Ohtani? And if it's going to be somebody, it would be a generational cat like this. Like Paul Skeens. And yeah, I had his coach on. Let me find this. He wasn't the type of guy that was given to like hyperbole or ridiculous stuff.
No, this was the
either.
Air Force coach.
Right.
He was a great interview.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, probably one of the best we've had all year.
I forget his name too. Was it Keselowski?
Yes.
Or was it? Yeah. Keselowski. Here's the thing. Okay. Here it is. This is the Air Force baseball coach, who was a very, very serious man. Skeens is 6'6", 235. Plus, and I'm not making a joke here, Connor Joe has 3 home runs since like June 12th, and he has like 8 extra base hits since the end of June. You're telling me that Skeens, with like a 3-month ramp-up, couldn't have 8 extra base hits over 200 at-bats? So Keselowski said this of the 6'6", 235 Skeens. If you guys need him to hit, he can hit. Could have been a first-round pick as a catcher. Came into basic cadet training as a catcher. His freshman year, he caught 2 games a week, and he'd be the closer every weekend. A 6'6 leadoff guy that hit over 400 and had double-digit jacks and double-digit saves. He closed against LSU one day, pumping about 99 after catching 8 innings. Against Arizona, he was up to 100. So don't tell me that it's not worth looking into Skeens as a hitter. It would take a freakish athlete with a certain mindset. Now tell me that Skeens isn't that on both fronts. Jay Johnson, the LSU coach, who has coached many major league hitters, many, many professional baseball hitters, said this of Skeens. Neither guy laughed, by the way. And we interviewed them both here. And I said, what about the idea of him being Ohtani? Here's what Jay Johnson said. In the fall, he hit like 8 home runs and 51 at-bats. That's for an SEC school, I may remind you. Okay? In the fall, he hit like 8 home runs and 51 at-bats, but we saw the pitching thing taking off. When we came back in the spring, we'd have him pitch the first day of weekend inner squads, have a recovery day, then take at-bats on Sunday, and every time he'd step up to the box, my stomach was in knots. Like if somebody loses a fastball and hits him in the hand, I just took away the best pitcher I'm ever going to coach. And his point was they could get by as an offense without Skeens. They couldn't win without him pitching. So this is Jay Johnson's final quote on the idea of Skeens hitting. He saw how much he got better by devoting more time to his pitching. But I stand by this. If he was just a hitter for us in his senior year, he would have hit 25 to 30 home runs and been a first-team All-American position player. How about that? So I followed up. Could you see him as Ohtani? Jay Johnson, coach, he's had 61 players drafted into the majors. Did not laugh. He said, I'd never bet against Paul Skeens for anything. He's got the talent and the competitive nature to do that. I think they're on the right track with him and Jones, who's a special talent with pitching only, he meant. The game starts and ends on the mound. But this is the final quote from Jay Johnson. I will say this, though. If you were in the old National League rules, you'd definitely have the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball. He would not be batting ninth in any order if he was hitting. I'll tell you that. Why wouldn't you do this? For fear that you would compromise Skeens as a pitcher, I guess, maybe? Why wouldn't you give this a try? It would be an unbelievable story. And after the Ohtani thing last night, is Destiny's Child over there? Who's covering the Pirates in, where are they right now?
They're St. Louis? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, they begin in Cincinnati tonight.
Let's find out who's covering them. And let's request that they ask him a question. After he sees what Ohtani is doing, does it ever occur to him, I can do that, and I'd like to try. I established myself now as a pitcher. I got a routine. I'm in the majors. I know the routine. I would like to come back in spring training and hit.
You want Noah to ask the question?
Yes, I do.
I hope Noah doesn't get blown up on again by Shelty.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Was Rowdy in the eighth just because you guys don't have an off day tomorrow? I'm just trying.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both three yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Chapman, I'm not going to pitch in that situation. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Seriously. I mean, it's 11
All right.
to nothing.
Poor Noah.
So we could, if Noah comes back today, if he happens to be in Cincinnati and says, listen, I know there's a better question than this for sure today. Maybe lots of them. But I have to ask everybody in the watching Ohtani and what he's doing. Does it ever occur to you that you might have your own Ohtani? If Skeens wanted to, would you let him hit? That would be the question. I think that's a reasonable question, but I'm not so interested in him as I am in Skeens, because without him wanting to, and it wouldn't matter, right?
But we know Skeens wants to.
Do
he
we?
He said it before that he'd be perfectly fine with hitting. He'd like to do it.
Has he said that?
Yes.
Okay.
He hasn't been too adamant about it. He wants to focus on pitching, but based on all the interviews I've seen, he would have no problem with going back
to hitting as well. We have a DH. That's why the DH was invented for situations like this. So let him hit, for God's sakes. He'd be the cleanup hitter in this lineup. Thank you, Limits. That was a wonderful first hour.
You're quite
hour.
Welcome.
All because of you.
Right, Fittipaldo next?
I know. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's 11 o'clock. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I wonder if it's going to be an Ohtani card next week. I certainly hope so. Did I do the 50-minute mark yet?
I think you just did that. Or did you do weather?
I can't remember.
Do the weather.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. So, yeah, I did it. But why not do it twice?
Thank
Celebrating
you.
50 years in the South Hills. So we're going to get, obviously, this is a Steeler day. So let's get to it.